Eduyos, Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. Hey, Menachem ben Signai. Again, this is an obscure name that we really don't meet up with. And we're talking over here about a big vat that was used either for Sholke Zesim. Sholke Zesim is they soak the Zesim to process them. They kush. Shlokos is cooked vegetables. So they cooked the Zesim after they were drained of liquid. So on top of the vat, Kanir, they used to add an extra layer of reinforcement of cement, some type of material, to the edge of the vat. A similar thing you have by the edge of the vat of Tzaboyim, they're dyers. You put in wool together with color, and what comes out, instead of being plain wool, is blue, red, yellow, whatever color you dyed it. There was a shaila whether that extra reinforcement that was added onto the kli is considered part of the kli, and it's mekabel tumah or not. So if somebody told me, touch the edge of that, is that considered touching the kli? Or no, it's not mekabel tumah. And Menachem ben Signai was made on that extra bit, the musaf, of the vat of the sholke zesim that it's tomei. And on the vat of the tzaboim that's tor. Show you, oimim, there was some type of assumption before that. The Chacham said before him, before his edus was established firmly as the halacha, they said chilavat vam, they said the exact opposite. What's the rationale either way? Either it is part of the kli, it's not part of the kli. Why should there be a difference between the two? Kanir, by the way, that the Mesiris was from Fria de Gadaris, that one of the two was and one of the two wasn't. They said Misvara Fakert, and until he came and he established the proper halacha. Kanir, the Svara of the Chachamim was that they held that by the Tzaboyim, there's more of a kpeda of that extra rim to hold in, to protect the edge of the kli that's being used for the dyeing, and therefore that's Mekabel Tumah. And the Sholke Zesim, there's not such a kpeda, therefore it's just added on as reinforcement, but not really part of the kli, it's not functional. And he came along, and he said, it's in the Tesefta, says something interesting. It says that Menachem ben Signai, himself was a dyer. He was a tzaba by profession. So he said with the tzaba that they never fill the vat completely. So Mela, by the top of that, that's not functional. So Mela, that's Torah. It must be that the Sholke Zesim is the one that's considered part of the kli, and that's Tommy. Okay? Mishnah Tess. Hey, Rav Nechunya ben Gudgido. Nechunya ben Gudgido is also one of the Chachamim that we don't have that much. It is, we do have in a few other places. There's a Mishnah in Gittin that brings the same halacha. In the fifth peg of Gittin over there, it's Rav Yochanan ben Gudgido. That L'chayra, that's the correct. Gears, look at the Melech HaShleim, Mechesh B'dal Rayis. In any case, his Eduyos were Al-Chareshes Shisiu Avia, a woman, a girl who's deaf, and her father marries her off. The halacha is that a father can marry off his daughter. A woman can only be mekabel kedushin for herself if she's a gedola, plus she has to be a balas das. What happens if you have a ketana, the father can marry off, father has jurisdiction over a daughter to marry off to be mekabel kedushin, as bitin asat lish for a ketana or a naira? A chareshes would never, when she's older, be able to make kabbal kedush for herself, because a chareshaita has din of a shaita along with the cotton, they're not balei das. The father, however, doesn't need her das, because the father's mekabel kedushin by himself. So a chareshes, shisu avir, she's married mideraisa. Now she's stuck. How does she get divorced? What's the problem? Does a woman need to be a balas das to be mekabel get? L'chayra, a man could be megarish a woman bal karko. Marshal, if she's sleeping, he can go into her house, he can put down the get, he can divorce a bal kocho without her das, without her consent, without her willingness, without her knowledge. It's a later takon of chem de rabbeinu geshim that we're not allowed to divorce bal kocho of the woman. It has to be by mutual consent. But in deraisa vade could take place. Therefore, there was not so posho that a chereshes could get a get, even though l'chera ktana, a get can be given to. Actually, a ktana could be that there's a chesaron in her being mekabel get. It's not considered a kabbalah. A woman who's asleep, doesn't know about it, you put it in her house, it's biyoda. But a ketana, reshus, there's something missing, so it could be her father has to be mekabel, it's like tzushen l'maisa. With a chareshes, who's mufka from das, there would be a mokum to say that the nesinus aget is not a good nesinus aget. The Gemara speaks out that there's another issue of concern that if she's not Yodeya, that she's Migureshes, the Torah says, V'yotza v'hoysa v'holcha l'sha'achez, she has to be capable of absorbing that she was married, she's no longer part of her husband's household, and she has to leave. If she's not capable, if she's not a balazdas,
it's what's called Beloshna Gemara, look at the Sugin Yivam, Staf Kuf Yud Gimel, she has to be begeder m'shalcha v'choyzeres.
Namal, he says that a chereshes is a balazdas for this din. Now, this is important. In Lomdus, a chereshes can't be koina, she can't do any maisa, she can't write any documents. There's no, she's not a balazdas. Mishalcha v'chezeres is not a shir and das. It's a shir and basic awareness. A ketana can also be mishalcha v'chezeres. A two-year-old, l'moshel, cannot be nizgarish because she's not mishalcha v'chezeres. A seven-year-old, even though halachically she's a ketana, but she has enough self-awareness, so she's mishalcha v'chezeres. So she can be yoytzes beget. A chereshes bederchal has that shir. A shoyta, pashtus, one cannot divorce. If a man is married to a woman who never has a mental breakdown, she's a shoyta, cannot divorce her. Chaim derabenu gershim, how could he get married again? Can't take another wife. So for that, we have a het me'arbon. That's really where het me'arbon was instituted for Nebuchadnezzar, a man whose woman is estranged in very extreme cases, but primarily for a woman who's not a balazdas. V'aktano bas Yisrael shenisis l'koyin. Aktano was married off by her father, obviously. She was married to a koyin. She aichilas bitrumo v'mesa b'ilo yosho. Now, l'choyra, if her father married off, she's an eishes koyin midirai, so why shouldn't she eat truma? Who needs an eidus from the Rim Nechunya or B'yoichnam ben Gudgudah on that? And the answer to that is we're not talking about her father married her off. We're talking about that her father died, her brother or mother married her off, and she's married only midirabonon. As we pointed out earlier, Mishnais is takona, that a father or a mother can marry off a ketana to protect her, and she's married, but it's only midirabonon, and that's why they instituted an escape clause called miun. We had a machlok b'sham b'sil, what are the parameters of miun? So the halach is that even though her eating truma b'etzim, she's a zara, but since l'maisa midirabonon, we're allowing her to live with this kohen. So we treat her as an eishes kohen. If we treat her as an eishes kohen, then we have to go the extra mile and we have to allow her to eat truma. Even though b'etzim, she's a zara eating truma, we'll allow it. A ketana is mechuyev mitzvah, it's only al tzchinuch. Here, l'maisa, we consider her married. V'maisa, if we consider her married, by lo yoshev, she has independent assets. So we consider her married, even though m'deraisa, she's not. Val hamorish hagozel, morish is a board. Somebody stole lumber, and he built it into a house. He used it to build a house. The halach is, even though be'etzim, he should have to return the board. He should have to dismantle the home, and he should have to return the board. Why not? Just pull the nails out and return it. And the reason is because we don't want a ganav to be in a situation where it's so hard for him to do tshuva. We want that person should have an easy, the same way the Rebbe Shalom wants Yidin to do tshuva, we want, Chachom want that a person who's in a position where he might have a hirah tshuva, he should be able to come back. If we're going to tell this to dismantle the whole house, most people are not going to be able to be oimid ba'atzah sayetzer. So in that case, what we tell him is that he's koinit, he's not mechuyev to dismantle his home, and he can pay the dollar and cents amount. V'alachatos ha'gzulosh le'noidah l'rabbah, a behemoth that was stolen, and the person who stole it and used it for a carbon, obviously it's not very much of a ritzei to Hashem for a person to bring stolen property as a carbon. Lemaisa, nobody found out about it. The Kohanim, it came to Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim were makriv, shimechaperes. We look at the Gazan's Yotzi, the Chavis Chatosoi, we don't make him bring another Chatos. Mibnei Tikkun HaMizbeach. It's interesting, the Gemara describes this, that the Kohanim are going to become very hypersensitive, suspicious, and maybe they're going to not want to do the Avodah if they knew that they were bringing behemoths. How do you know? Maybe the behemoth didn't belong to him. So what we say is, if you don't know that the behemoth is stolen property, even if it would be a stolen property, the carbon is a carbon. This way, the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash has to go on. They can't be naysayers. They can't be those that are mefakbik. So letoivas, what the Mishnah calls tikkun hamizbeach, we allow the carbon to go through. We consider it a valid carbon.